Recordings have begun.
Thank you very much, Holly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the SCI call on the 5th of August 2014. On the call today, we have Jennifer Standiford, Greg Shatton, Angie Graves, Ron Andras, Amel Sadeh, Anik Mescaliz, Walter Wishknerben, and Avi Doria. We have received no apology for today's call. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Mary Wong, and myself, Natalie Turbin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Ron.
Thank you, Natalie, and welcome again, everyone. Very happy to have this turnout as we are in August, so I appreciate you getting on the call. We have a very light agenda today, and so I'm very pleased with that Greg was able to send around his last tweets, as he put it, in his email with regard to the voting outside of a council meeting. So before we jump into that, let's just note, has anyone made any changes to their statements of interest since we've last met? Hearing none, we'll move forward then and start with our discussion on finalizing electronic voting language today. So Mary had circulated the revised or the updated document from our last call. And then Greg saw a couple of things he wanted to weigh in on. So, Greg, why don't I turn this over to you to inform the group to as to what changes and modifications that you made. Greg?
Sure. Thank you, Greg Shatton, for the record. Looking at the latest version, which is posted in the Adobe Connect, changes I made. First, you know, we're in the title, which said email voting, but this is, you know, broader or at least vaguer than that, since it doesn't make reference to email at any point in the rule itself, and only one reference to electronic means. So changed it to voting outside a council meeting. And then the next change I made was, you know, throughout to try to number this so that it could, you know, be dropped directly into the operating procedures with, you know, sections, appropriate sections and subsections. And looking at the operating procedures, it seemed that section 4.5, which I think falls just before or just after absentee voting, would be the right place for the this section to be. And since the section needs some kind of a title, you know, titled it Voting Outside a Meeting, since that seems to be, again, what the subject matter is here, even though we refer to electronic voting, and added a title for the first subsection of applicability. And then in the second bullet point, just added a few words to kind of clarify the pregnant statement in that second bullet point. Section 4.5.2 gave that a title as well, and I thought that the which should normally be by electronic means really should be in the section on guidelines or for voting, and not the section on determining whether or not one could take a vote outside a meeting. So move that, deleted the language here, but put it in later on. Then there are really no changes to the substance of that subsection, although I did think about whether the last bullet point really belongs in guidelines for voting outside a meeting as opposed to determining whether one can vote outside a meeting, but I figure we just need to get this done, so I'm not going to decide not to make any major structural changes. Then, you know, the next section titled that guidelines for voting outside a meeting. So this is, you know, once we've decided that a meeting, that a vote will take place outside a meeting, how does one proceed? And this is all, you know, very high level. It doesn't really say how it should actually take place, just what parameters should the method should meet. So again, here 4.5.3.2 is where I put in the sentence that voting outside a meeting should normally be by electronic means. There's really no mention here of remote voting per se, although that is mentioned in some of the in in some of our discussions and is in the kind of the title of the document as it's, you know, saved in Word, but not in the document itself. So I don't know if we intended to say something about remote voting, or we're just kind of using that term as a shorthand for voting outside a council meeting. And then really, no, the only other changes I made after that, other than kind of numbering the section, I called this last section eligibility, and added a few words that I thought clarified the meaning of that last sentence. And my only other point, kind of touching back on things, is, you know, we talk about electronic voting once. We never actually refer to email voting. The section on absentee ballot doesn't refers to voting by email or web interface or phone or whatever, you know, technology, you know, is best suits the needs of the group that's available at a given time. So I assume, you know, we were trying to keep this high level so that the GNSO Council has maximum flexibility to denote something, and this is, you know, not intended to be kind of a nuts and bolts handbook. And so I'm happy with this level of or lack of specificity, but do note that if anybody is expecting that they're going to get a rule on email voting as such, this is, while it certainly allows for email voting, it's not a rule that talks about how one goes about doing email voting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. Excellent work, and thank you for the explanation. So the floor is open to and committee members to bring their thoughts.
I've stunned you all into silence.
Of course. Amr would be the first to step up. Amr, please.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Greg. This is Amr. Just to add to what Greg said, I would, from reading this text, I would assume that if the GNSO chooses to use email voting as the method of voting outside of a council meeting, then the only guideline, because Greg did accurately, I think, put it, saying that there are no guidelines on how to perform email voting, but the guidelines in section 4.5.3.1 would exclude the possibility of a secret ballot, and that is something that could apply to email voting. I just figured I'd just put that in. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Does some others have some thoughts? While we're waiting, maybe I'll make a comment myself. I think that you brought up two distinctions that perhaps we as a committee want to just clarify: remote voting or outside of a council meeting voting. Can I see a show of check marks as to, and I'll try to frame this right, I prefer, and this is what you're saying, I prefer the word terminology remote voting. So can I see check marks to see who prefers remote voting and a red X to say outside of a council meeting? Okay, I'm seeing a number of checks. Angie, Alvary, I don't know if you can weigh in, or Jennifer. Point being is I just want to clarify that wording, and it seems that the idea here is we would prefer outside of a council meeting language as opposed to remote voting, because it's obvious you're voting not in a council meeting, but I think outside of a council meeting is broad enough, it captures the story. Does anyone have disagreement with that? That we move to outside of a council meeting? If so, please let me know by raising your hand, and we'll give you the floor. All right. So I think we'll go with outside of a council meeting then, Greg. And the only thing in that headline, the other thing that caught me, it says GNSO SCI dash voting outside of a council meeting. Mary, maybe you put that in just as a clarification. This is an SCI recommendation, or I'm not sure where SCI actually fits in this, if in fact it really is a GNSO council issue.
Yeah, Ron, this is Mary. That was just a title that carried over from way back when draft number one, whenever that was. So clearly we'll clean this up and properly title it in accordance with the finalized recommendations before sending it out for public comment and so forth.
Thanks, Mary. Aubrey, I see a question in the chat. What I was speaking to was this has been described at some points as remote voting and other times, and Greg has looked at that and suggested that we might want to call this outside of a council meeting voting. So that's what we were discussing. So please take the mic if you'd like to speak and on that particular issue. All right. So that was the first one. And then the second one, Greg brought up the comment that we refer to this as electronic versus email voting. And there's one, I think only one reference to it in the document. Does it matter to us if it's electronic or email? So that is the question I would like to understand. And Aubrey, I'm seeing in the chat. In fact, yeah, I got that. The cross or the check mark. I didn't really clarify myself very well, but I got your answer, and indeed, I think you'd agree with that. Amr's note, wouldn't the remote voting also apply to votes conducted during regular GNSO council meeting calls? And so that's the question. Do we want to call it remote voting or do we want to call it outside of a council meeting? I think we've all more or less agreed that we're going to go with outside of a council meeting, unless you have a strong reason to sway the group. Okay, hearing nothing then from Amr. So we clarified that outside of a council meeting. Another question is electronic versus email. How do you feel about that? Should we refer to this as email voting or should we refer to this as electronic voting? One might say that if we refer to it as electronic voting, it kind of allows for whatever might come up in the future in terms of this type of a voting system that the council may choose to use. Or we continue to leave it as email. So the floor is open to discuss that. I see Anne and Jennifer coming in saying electronic is preferred at Amr. So let's just do this again just for clarity's sake. We'll put check marks if we agree with electronic. Okay, check marks for electronic versus very good. Excellent. So we're across the board all in agreement on that. Good. So if we can just clarify those two points in the final document, that'll be fine. Does anyone have any other issues with the language that Greg has added or modified? Because we left the last call with an agreement that we would that we were more or less satisfied. We were going to look at a clean draft. The clean draft came out. Greg made some modifications. If everyone is satisfied with this, then we will turn it back to staff to clean up and send out for consensus. Mary, please go ahead.
Thanks, Ron, and thank you, Greg, for taking the draft and cleaning it up and improving it. I just wanted to draw everyone's attention again to the, the interaction of absentee voting, which in this document is, I think now, I'm going to go down, 4.5.5, oh no, actually, right. And that's what's now called eligibility. And two things. One is a question as to, especially for those who haven't been reading the document the same way that the subgroup drafting it has, is this sufficiently clear to indicate that for those kinds of council votes that permit absentee voting, this section doesn't apply? I think many of us answered yes because we've, you know, been working this document for a while. The reason I ask is because, I ran this document by a couple of colleagues, and both times I got, is this what this means, as a question back. So I thought I should bring this back to the group to see if you thought this was clear enough. I mean, the folks who asked me, obviously they thought they knew what it meant, and they both, you know, had that same meaning, but I thought I should bring it up. I had another point of clarification as well, and I think this goes back to an earlier discussion, Ron, where it was pretty clear, I think, that the subgroup recommended that absentee ballot type voting should be outside these procedures. So this is just a reminder that the actual special meeting that was called that occasioned the council to refer this to the SCI was actually to deal with the PDP recommendation. I'm not using that as a reason for us to reopen it, but simply just to highlight it to folks' attention, because when this goes back to the council, clearly I think we can expect some question about that. But if we're comfortable with these recommendations, we can certainly explain that. But again, as with the clarity issue, I thought I should bring this up to the group. Thanks, Ron.
Mary, for that, I would suggest that in our cover letter that we send over to the chair of the council, that we might just put a few words of clarification in there and then say, obviously, we welcome any discussion you'd like to have about it. But maybe we can just kind of preempt that, or not preempt, but give them a little bit more background in that cover note. Would that be okay?
Yeah, no, that would be absolutely okay. I just didn't want to drop it and then sort of come and surprise everybody right before we go to the council with it. But I think that's a great way to deal with it, Ron. Thanks.
Good. Okay, excellent. And all right then, so for where we are right now at this stage of the game, if everyone's in agreement, then I would direct staff to give us a clean copy in the form of a consensus call. And we can move forward with this and all of the other documents that we've been collecting. I think council would be very happy to receive all of these pieces of work that we've done, and I think that would be the next step forward. Does anyone have any disagreement with that? All right, hearing none, then that would mean that we've completed the work for this meeting, and we now come to the next element, which is next steps, next meeting. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to look to Mary and Julie to ask what happens next vis-a-vis on our work list. I think we might have checked everything off that was pressing, and we have a mandate in our charter that tells us that we should be reviewing certain things from time to time. So I'm wondering if we might ask staff to come back to us with some of the things that we looked at as long as a year or so ago. I don't remember off the top of my head, but perhaps Avery might. There was something that we spoke about at one point early on, or even Wolf Ulrich. We spoke about looking at something that wasn't quite working very well. We decided to leave our hands off of it and just see if it worked itself out over the course of a year. And I think that's been much more than a year now. And we haven't heard any complaints or issues about that. So those types of things that are out there that we under by charter are supposed to review from time to time, or we have the right to review from time to time, I think we might want to go back and look and see what that looks like. Mary or Julie, Wolf, Avery, do you have any thoughts on that, some of those things that we looked at way back when and have not looked at now currently? The floor is open. Mary, please go ahead.
Hi, Ron. Sorry, I was actually asking Julia questions. she might be in a better position to answer, but I think our recollection is that there is no specific item. Although, of course, we can always go back and look at some of the things that were discussed but not actually pushed towards an action item. The other piece of this is that there is some discussion at council level, and Ari and Amar will probably be aware of this, that there may be certain things that the council will be looking at sending to the SCI, but that probably will not happen for a while, in part because of what Ari's noted of where we are. So, depending on whether there are early items left over that, like I said, did not proceed to an action item, it may be that, the action for the SCI may not take place for a little bit until the council comes back with other requests, or unless the SCI has something else that it believes requires looking at.
Thanks, Mary. So then what I'll suggest, like Avery says, like the Congress in the U.S. will go on summer break. I agree. This committee has worked very hard and diligently to come up with these elements that we've worked through, and I'm very appreciative of that, and now we do have the summer, so let's all take a break. But what I would suggest is that perhaps we can have the vice chair, myself, and staff kind of go back and look at the charter and consider what issues that the SCI might want to take up. We'll bring it back to the committee on the list in some weeks for everyone to look at and determine whether or not these elements might make sense or not, because we have been tasked to go back and look at elements within the GNSO operating procedures from time to time. And so maybe that's something we might be able to take on now, considering where we're at. Please, go ahead, Wolfowitz.
Well, what were we speaking about? I don't have access to internet at the time being, so no Adobe contact. Well, it comes to my mind when I'm looking back with regards to the election procedures we have with regards to vice chairs and also board seat number 14.
Are you referring to GNSO council elections or SCI elections?
No, it's council.
Ah, thank you.
I'm referring to the GNSO procedures. Yeah, and with regards to the council election, council vice chair election, and also a board seat election. So, if I'm correct, So in the procedures, there is made reference to kind of charter of the houses or the different constituencies, which should be added, or kind of procedure of that, if I'm not wrong, which should be, if available, added to the GNSO procedures, and that's what I was looking for and could not find. So I do not have the procedures in front of me right now, but I think so. Since the process of the election process is very, as you know, and all we know, is very not well structured. Let me say that way. So we should look at this if there is a connection to the GNSO procedures and something which could be done in that way. So it's just an idea from my side, because I was looking during that period of the election period, is there some reference made in the procedures, and I think there is something which we could pick up. So that's
thank you.
I'm not very clear on that at the time being, but it came to my mind right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolfowitz. That's very helpful indeed. That is something that certainly can be improved, and I think that's something this committee might want to take on. Mary, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Ron, and thank you, Wolfowitz. You're right that is one issue that had been noted previously, and I will need to go and check with Marika as to where the status is on that. I think the gap, or I suppose the lack of specificity, if you like, arose because there was a change to, I can't remember whether it was the bylaws or the operating procedures, and they were not done in tandem. So the point is that the one or both of the issues that Wolfowitz mentioned has been noted. I just don't know if work has been done elsewhere on this. So I suggest that staff go back and we'll consult with Marika and others who are more on top of this issue from whenever that was. And Ron, you had suggested getting together to maybe identify some issues. We can bring that back to you and Sintra and Avery to just, first of all, let you know where the status is and whether or not this is something the SCI needs to do because it's not already being done, for example.
Excellent. This is exactly the kinds of things that we can look at, and they do need to be looked at. As we all know, this has really been a very tricky one, both for the vice chairs as well as for the GNSO council as well as for the board seats. So I fully agree. All right. With that, then, ladies and gentlemen, we have covered the work for today. Is there any thoughts anyone would like to add before we close this call? With regard to this call, the discussion between the chairs and the the staff, Mary, we can pick that up later, but I'm thinking it's probably after the Labor Day weekend, in that perhaps the second week of September, like the week of the 8th, I think it starts. So if we could kind of maybe flag that as a tentative date, also for Avery and Cintra's point of view, maybe you can let us know if that's going to work off the list or off the list, whichever. So with that, Mary, please go ahead.
Just a small point, Ron, and I think those dates will work. What we'll do as staff as well is to, let me step back. The application period, if you like, for slots at the LA meeting is going to open soon. So what we can do is put in an application for a slot, because as you all know, it's easier to not use your slot than to beg for a slot at the last minute. So just to let you guys know that we will plan on doing that.
Great. Excellent. All right, then. I see Anne's hand has been raised. Please, go ahead, Anne.
Not sure what happened with that. I didn't intend to raise it. Sorry.
Well, you've been technically challenged today. All good. All right, then. Folks, I would like to thank everyone for getting on the call. This is actually historic. It's been very rare. We've been able to get on the call and finish it up with 30 minutes to spare, but I'm sure you will all use it wisely. And so with that, then I will draw this meeting to a close with my thanks and best wishes for the rest of the summer to all of you. And we can stop the recording. And thank you all. Bye for now.
Thanks, Ron.
Great one. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you
Bye,
soon.
Everyone.
Thank you, Holly. You announced the recording.